This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China this evening. During his two-day visit to Japan from tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. We have a report.
India and Japan have a long history of friendship rooted in spiritual affinity and strong cultural and civilizational ties. Both countries have seen significant progress in special strategic and global partnership in the last 12 years. Trade between the two countries is currently more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges, as well as discuss issues of regional and global importance. The visit will consolidate our long-standing friendship between the two countries and give a new roadmap to the India-Japan relationship. It will also open avenues of cooperation and reaffirm India and Japan's shared commitment to peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders attending the summit. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15th August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi highlighted how the scheme has transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44 remain closed for traffic for the third consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Due to the closure of the national highway, over 600 vehicles are stranded at various places en route. Meanwhile, all the government and private schools, colleges, universities, coaching and tuition centres across the Jammu division are closed today for the fourth consecutive day as a precautionary measure. In Himachal Pradesh, relief and rescue operations have gained momentum in areas which are most affected by rainfall and landslides. Stranded pilgrims of Manimahesh Yatra in Chamba district have been moved to safer locations. The meteorological department has predicted that the monsoon rains are likely to continue in the state until the 2nd of next month. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued red alert for heavy rainfall over Telangana and coastal Karnataka today. The IMD has said similar conditions are going to prevail over Uttarakhand, Karnataka and Maharashtra. The Met Department said the rainfall has been reduced in Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh, which can bring relief in the flood-hit states. Harvest festival Nuakhai has been celebrated in Odisha today that marks the beginning of the consumption of the new rice crop after offering it to the deities. The festival is a significant cultural event for farmers and agricultural communities, promoting unity, tradition and blessings for the land. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the citizens of Odisha on the occasion. China today announced that 26 foreign leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, will attend the country's Victory Day parade on the 3rd of September. The presence of foreign leaders at the Victory Day parade, which Beijing describes as the war of resistance against Japanese aggression in World War II, has become a diplomatic spat between Japan and China after Tokyo urged the world leaders to refrain from attending, saying it has anti-Japanese overtones. And that is the end of this news bulletin.